Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Jeff.
LFA man.
Yeah, we did this before. Probably 2 years ago now.
At least.
With me this evening is Noodle.
Yo.
And John a Thon.
Hello.
With a thon, not a than.
It is a thon.
That nearly went wrong going to Ibiza, didn't it?
Yes.
Because the ticket was booked into than and your passport says thon.
Really? Yeah. What, and they questioned it?
Yeah, at the fucking...
We're at Bristol Airport, like...
At the checkout bit, they were like, nah, beep, you're not booked down, mate. Beep, I was like, beep. I kind of am, though. Mm. Nope.
Did you have to... What was the outcome?
Oh, they just...
Changed your name.
Bloke with a gammy leg fucking wandered off for a bit, come back and went, it's fine.
Yeah.
It took him a while, though, because he had a gammy leg.
Bastard.
Did he have a gammy leg?
He did
have a gammy leg.
Sounds like a Lee Evans joke.
Sounds like Bristolian to me.
Yeah.
Talks about shopping trolleys. Now, one wheel is always fucking spinning around on its own. He goes, there's always the one with the gammy leg. That was it. I'd say gammy leg, I was thinking of that joke.
Gammy.
Leg. PC leg.
Shin guard.
What was the shin gut again?
It's because you were pointing at the leg, and John goes, shin gut? That was Goof Troop, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, that was Goof Troop, yeah.
I forgot about shin gut.
Why was I pointing at my gut, though?
You weren't. You were trying to... You were like leg.
You were showing the whole of your leg.
And John was just like, shin gut.
Okay, to be fair... I could point at any part of my body and end up pointing at my gut as well.
Yeah.
Top of my head, gut.
Retina gut?
Earlobe gut?
Ingrown toenail gut?
Gammy toenail gut. I remember you had gammy toenail.
Yeah, you look like you should suffer with ingrown toenails.
What a lovely thing to say.
You've said worse to me, so fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. To be fair, I did have one ingrown toenail.
I had a horrible one, didn't I, Bulge?
Yeah, he did.
Infected all to fuck, but like all year round infected.
Yeah. Like pus everywhere.
Yeah, the one...
I stood on his toe once and he squealed like a little bitch. I was like, what's wrong with you? And it was like,
I've got a gammy foot.
Like, what do you mean you've got a gammy foot? So he showed me, I was like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I had something...
I did. They kept giving me cream and I was like, clearly I don't need cream. Just cut the fucking toenail off.
I had something very similar when I had one. So I got stood on... Playing rugby.
Oh, that hurts anyway. But
stud straight to the top of the toenail. Top of the morning to you. Top of the toenail to you.
So you don't like someone.
After John came, he then went, oh, my toe hurts. That's a weird time to come. What's going on?
And what's going on obviously here? Carried on playing because the pain went away.
Well, you're a rugby player.
Oh, my good Lord. When I took my shoe off, I was like...
Like a badly packed kebab.
Fark! There is blood.
Oh, really?
And all sorts.
You don't feel the squelching?
Warning. It's normally fucking saturated ground anyway.
True. Yeah, the ground's going...
At village level, you know. It's effectively, well, I was just ploughed the field, but we'll be all right with the ruggers, won't it? Yeah, so anyway, that turned into a really bad ingrown toenail.
This is a really weird start to what's supposed to be a car podcast.
It is weird. I'm here.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the Patreon, but I'm now here.
For those of you tuned in yesterday, Bulge has decided to show up.
Yeah, I decided I'd better come and help these two fucking idiots out.
You decided that you better come and give these two fat fucks some more fat fuck food.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Cheers for that, buddy.
Healthy section.
We had to...
40 quid's worth of Burger King. And I didn't even have a fucking meal.
Two kids' meals is all it was.
And it wasn't even hot.
We even had to pause the episode because we were so scared by your anger that was being conveyed over text. We were like, he looks fucking livid, mate.
Literally.
We were like, he's put a shrug emoji. Why has he done that? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. So we're like, let's pause it and reply to him properly.
But what I had...
Are we carrying on with this, are we?
Well, yeah, because I wanted to just say... Still suffering with my ingrown toenail. And anyway, I was obviously still living with my mum and dad. And we had not a party, but just a few friends over.
A shindig.
And I was sat on the sofa in the conservatory with my foot up.
Yep, lounged.
The the wife of the friend.
Who was swapping?
No.
Yeah, this sounds like
sounds like keys in a bowl, this does. Caravan
she
Club
was called
bullshit.
Joe, so if I just said, and Joe walked past, you'd have gone, who's Joe? But
who
sat there
Joe?
With my foot up.
Is it the wife of the man?
Who was Joe swapping with?
And
Joe, a man or a woman?
Joe walked past.
Joe man or Joe woman?
And grabbed my foot.
Oh!
And went, hi!
Like, fuck off!
Obviously,
yeah.
Messing around. Anyone else who doesn't have a severely infected ingrowing toenail, it wouldn't have been a problem. So, like I say, I'm sat there like this, and she just goes, bang, hi, and shook my foot around. I was like,
cunt!
And just started, like, literally brought tears to my eyes. And, oh, she felt so bad. And I was like, Joe, honestly, it is not your fault. How the fuck are you supposed to know that the
reason... right having your foot on show, really. Put it down.
I think the worst thing about when I did it to Niall is obviously I knew he had a gammy foot.
Yeah.
So I pretend to stamp on his foot. Uh-oh. Except for one day I got it.
Yeah.
Living with you was a
joke
wasn't it?
Turned bad.
Yeah.
No.
Funny? Oh no, it's not funny anymore.
No, he caused me immense pain, so it's still hilarious to him. So.
Yeah.
At least someone got a laugh out of it. Yeah. But cool, yeah.
I mean, both still remember to the minute when it happened.
Bags. Yeah.
I'd forgotten all about it, blocked out of my mind, but he was straight in.
Yeah. No,
I didn't go in Turner. Yeah, I fucking stood on it. But mine was bad, like, for about a year. Fucking disgusting. Yep. And I kept going to the doctor, and like I said, they kept saying, oh, here's some cream. I was like, no. So I couldn't be bothered to go, because I think I went twice, and both times they gave me cream to stop the infection before they could do the toenail.
Yeah.
And antibiotics, bitch.
And I went in, and I was like...
Strong ones.
I was like, listen... I was like, they keep fucking giving me cream. They're like, you don't want cream for that. You want a nail taken off. I was like, I know. They were like, the infection's not going to go away because there's still a nail digging into the side of it.
So I did offer to cut the nail off for you.
Yeah, with a fucking chainsaw.
No, what I was going to do is give you a steak knife, cut round the top of them, then get the pliers and rip the cunt out.
Literally. I like watching videos online of that.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'll tell you what other videos I like watching online is people having their ears cleaned out properly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when they get all dry and crusty in there and they're in there like... I'm obsessed with my ears. There's nothing. I want two things. I want a lot of things.
I'm not surprised, given the degree they stick out the side of your head.
Oh, tiny little fucking ears.
Yeah, but your head's a weird shape, so your ears are like really obvious.
Talk to him about ears. He's got big ears. No DNA testing in Archie, is there?
Yeah, but John.
Not your ears. Poor boy.
John doesn't have.
A peanut shaped head.
A problem with it and a peanut shaped head.
Do you have a problem? You don't care?
What about my ears?
Yeah.
I can hear things.
It looks like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, but it's not... I mean, realistically, it's not like they're out here, is it? It's not like... I'm not, like, dumboed with it.
Your ears aren't... I'll be honest with you, very rarely do I look at you and think, fucking hell, he's got some big ears, hasn't he? I don't think that, genuinely.
No.
My brother looks like the FA Cup.
Oh, it's your big ears,
is it? It's like that FA Cup-looking motherfucker, as we call him.
You've got normal ears.
Yeah.
I got tiny ears. Anyway.
Abnormal, something else, apparently.
Giant penis.
Yeah.
Apparently. Been confirmed.
Appendage.
I want to get my ears cleaned properly by an ear expert, I believe they're known as. And, why are you looking at me like that?
What, as in just rinsed?
Yeah.
Oh, pressure washer. That'll do it.
No.
Okay.
Because I reckon
stick it right in the ear and then have it.
Cotton buds, or for our American listeners, Q-tips. Apparently, worst thing you can do.
Yeah,
but I like having clean ears, so it's kind of a catch-22 situation.
Get us
enlighten me, John. Go on, please. How'd you clean your ears? Wow.
Whack.
Naturally.
What, you just leave them be?
No, Brooke
does it. Olive oil.
Do you? How often?
Once every...
If you've got massive ears, it's easy for you, isn't it? Not tiny ears.
Well, your ears are so small that you couldn't get olive oil in there.
How often do you do that? Be serious now.
Or would you'd probably try and put fucking fry light in, knowing you.
Yeah, I put bacon on the side of my head and what the fuck's going on here? Cook.
Put a bit of olive oil in, like, every 3 months.
When's the last time you've done it?
I don't know.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, probably. Huh?
Is that actually what you do?
Yeah, just for a couple of days.
What do you mean for a couple of days?
We do it in the morning, in the evening, for a couple of days.
This sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, using a fucking pipette. Oh God, it's
he
agony.
He doesn't know what a pipette
is.
I don't know
how the fuck
you can't even
manage
spell
it.
It's got peas in it. How'd you clean your ears, Bolt?
Q-tip? With a Q-tip.
Q-tip.
But don't go too deep, that's the key.
Just round the rim.
Just rim it gently. Yes.
Bam, bam, bam. And I want I want to make sure I get this right. A colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy, yeah.
I have got a boroscope. I can stick up your ass for
no,
free if you
stop
want.
Stop trying to go near my bumhole.
That's the first time he's ever said that. It's normally, get near my bumhole.
Because we're recording.
Yeah.
Just because. You'd feel really like cleaned out for someone like me.
Do you want to get coffee enema?
You've seen the way I shit.
I'm fairly sure a colonoscopy is when they put a camera up your ass.
You're thinking enema.
Yeah, you are literally.
Are you a friend
enema.
Or an enema? I don't think it is.
I think it is.
A colonoscopy is a procedure.
That's why I said I got a boroscope. I can stick up your ass for free, and you
I'm
won't have to wait
sure
6 months for it.
They do a colonoscopy.
And you got cancer.
When you might have a blockage.
And that.
Well, scopy.
Scopy.
Yeah.
So no, Niall wants someone to video his
the inside of his bizarre news. Yeah.
Ah. Google it. A colonoscopy is a medical procedure that allows a doctor to examine the inside of your colon and rectum. We're 10 minutes in and we've talked utter garbage. Yes. What's it called when you have your asshole cleaned?
An enema.
Are you a friend or an enema? I'm just going to put ass cleaning.
Internal ass cleaning.
No, what'll happen is you'll put ass
pressure
cleaning
wash.
And there'll be somebody who'll clean your donkey for you. You want your ass cleaning? I clean asses.
There is another word for it. There is.
You want your ass cleaning essay?
I can't remember what the other word
for
it is.
Oh my lord, what have I googled this for? How to clean inside your bum.
Oh really?
What to do and not to do.
Can we maybe talk about cars?
Wipe front to back. Yeah, I do that anyway.
We don't need to. No. Okay.
Best way to clean up before and after anal sex.
Oh.
I'll send you the link, Bolt.
Thanks.
How to clean my anus
just
before
what
sex.
I always wanted.
What's it called when they clean your innards? I don't think it's an enema.
I mean, it would be.
For God's sake. Can we turn away from the anus and into cars, please?
Into the vagine.
Change the lane to half speed.
An enema is a liquid that is injected into the rectum to help stimulate.
After you've wrecked them.
To help stimulate. Or cleanse the bowels. Maybe it is then.
Can we.
Only if you say, are you a friend or an enema?
Are you a friend or an enema?
Alright, that's fine. Woo! That was a weird 13 minutes.
13 minutes of that.
I know.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise.
Genuinely sorry.
They're not paying any fucking money, are they? Are you, Bob?
But some of them are.
Some of them are. They've had all the gold, then you showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked it, really.
Paying the money, are you, Dubber? Or Ross? DJR? Kavanaugh?
Yeah. So, cars.
Yes.
What's new? Nothing.
Nobody tells me nothing.
Nobody tells me nothing.
No.
40-minute dialogues about your brakes? John Boy?
I mean, tell them quickly about them braking, because we fucked up, because Bulge didn't plug his microphone in properly.
No, I think John and... Actually, no. I'm not in charge of plugging shit in, so it's all Niall's fault.
No, you were fucking around with the plug at the end of your microphone. This is what we discussed in the Patreon. If you were here, you could have defended yourself. But you were not.
How about...
A colonic irrigation.
Irrigation! That's what it is! Are you a friend or an... I'm a lorry driver.
Right, I can put my phone down now.
Why is he so get off your phone,
sideways.
John? I didn't even find it on my phone.
What, it just came to your head?
Yeah, I was like, fucking, what do I Google? So I thought,
don't type in
other name. Other name for enema was what I typed. Right, anyway, no more irrigations. Irrit.
Christ, irrigation. Christ, irrigation.
Jesus on a sprinkler.
Literally. On a bum sprinkler.
Not on the toilet.
Right, you wanted to move away from
Yeah,
anuses.
I do want to move away from anuses.
Are you a friend?
I can't get far enough away from you is the problem. Jesus Christ.
Why is the question? Have you ever used a bidet?
What, a rear wash wipe?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
John?
Yeah?
I knew you would have.
Of course he has. Mr. Middle Class here.
Fucking Tory.
Fucking
Tory.
Where were you? In the golf club or something weird.
In the golf club, yeah. Yeah, they've got bidets in the golf club.
Turns out if you straddle it, it'll clean your ball bag as well.
Yeah.
Where were you? Square acreage to cover
somewhere,
there.
Somewhere Tory, weren't you?
No, so I was on holiday somewhere.
Mm, yeah.
Where was it?
Epstein's Island.
Yeah, that won't know bidet.
That was a small child.
That was Jeffrey and his tub.
Oh, God almighty.
It was, in all honesty, it was very much like the Inbetweeners movie where when I first went into the
You went to Australia and dug a fuckhole.
When I first went into the bathroom, I was like, why is there a toilet and like half a toilet in here?
Where's the seat on the other toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously went and asked my mum, what the fuck is this toilet with no lid? And
I take it you were young.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was
Hang
like,
on, did you use it when you were young?
Yeah.
Have you used one as an adult?
Blowing across the room.
I just realised what you said.
Fair enough.
Anyway, cars.
I don't think I want to hear about small John using a bidet.
Cars.
First time I was introduced to a bidet.
Cars.
Are you a friend? My cousin, Heidi, she lives in London. And I went and stayed at her house, or flat, because obviously it's London. And
hamster cage.
I thought, what's this? Yeah, like you said, why is there a urinal on the floor?
Yeah.
Why is that urinal floor mounting instead of wall mounting? What's
yeah,
going
why,
on?
Why would I have to lie on top of this urinal to actually get it all in?
And I was like, same as you, I was a child. I was like, why is there two sinks? Like, what the fuck's going on here? Then she was like, oh, it's a bidet.
Anyway, cars.
Do we have to?
Nah. Yeah.
This room's got patron energy.
This room's got steamy if you look at the windows.
Yeah, it's because Bulge has gone turned up his beard. Stop drawing knobs on my window. I think the last one hasn't gone.
No, it hasn't. It's still there.
Oh, is it?
Probably would go if you cleaned the fucking windows. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you come around and clean them then.
Oh, don't rub it on the wall.
It's
like
know.
Wiping bogeys on the wall, you giant child.
What?
It's like wiping bogeys on the wall, you giant child.
I'll eat them.
That's one thing I've never done.
No,
I've done some weird stuff in my time. Well, technically, I kind of have.
He's eaten worse. Daniel Lane.
There's no fella, was there?
Daniel?
Damn, Daniel. Anyway, are you a friend or an enema?
Yeah, this is him stuck on repeat now, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Spastic in the corner.
Right, okay. It's 20 minutes of fuckery.
So, any car updates?
Not that I can think of.
Do you want to tell a short version of your brakes breaking?
You did that back along.
I think you did that before Benjamin.
Time before the fail, wasn't it?
No, so the last episode that went out, you talked about, oh, brake upgrades, 40 minutes later,
oh,
brake upgrades.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay.
And then the episode that Bulge fucked up on was, remember last time I was talking about bloody brake upgrades? Well,
yeah, okay.
You can never bloody believe it.
So, sure. Very, very, very quickly. Obviously, previously spoke about I'm in an R-in about whether to do a brake upgrade. Decided I was going to do it. No dramas. Took the car.
Did you?
Yeah. Well.
You have to now.
I was like, yeah, I think I will do it. Sod it. So I ordered a set of calipers.
Ooh, which ones?
The Maserati Ghibli.
Maserati, nice.
Ghibli.
Yeah, Maserati Dribblers. The 3-litre V6 ones, six potters, basically.
Are they expensive?
No. £420.
Are they actually?
Jesus.
All right, for two?
Delivered. Fuck.
Water dock?
No.
Really?
No, eBay. Admittedly.
eBay
they're,
rebuilder?
They're used. They're used, but they're.
Give a fuck.
They look immaculate. And
it's because the Maserati broke down before it did more than 10,000
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, I think so.
Got scrapped, and they went, I can't afford to fix this.
Yeah.
Well, after they scrapped it?
Yeah.
You want how much for a Ford engine? Nah.
This is the thing of man's Ferrari, you know.
Not with a Ford engine, ain't bitch.
They have Ford engines, did they?
The diesel ones.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Same engine as a Ford fucking Ranger!
What the fuck's a kilometre?
Yes, so. Sort of decided that I was going to do the big brake kit for it.
Do they say Maserati, talk to me?
They do say Maserati, yeah.
Do they?
Can you put talk to me underneath it?
Well,
keep it on.
This is my problem. This is you. By the way, the two are making this story long now.
But the problem is Maserati doesn't one up Porsche. So right, if you got Porsche calipers on my car, it one ups the car. But Maserati doesn't one up Porsche because Maserati's dog shit.
What my problem is that I'm not changing the rear calipers.
What do they say on them?
Porsche.
Porsche. Ah.
So I'm like, I either change the rear calipers to say Maserati.
Nah.
Or nah. I change the front calipers.
If you're
going to
change anything, change the front ones.
Yeah.
Or leave them be. That's your only options, isn't
it? Yeah. But I don't... If
How
if
easy
the
is
rears,
it to do? Just a sticker, isn't it?
Yeah, you just need to rub them back a little bit. And then...
They're red, aren't they?
And then, yeah, just high temp red it. Nah. And then just put the just caliper stickers on.
So how big is the discs now, then?
They will be 365s on the
front. Fuck!
And what are you going to do when they still chud?
Yeah.
Turns out it's wheel balancing, like I said all along. The dumb fuck was right.
Yeah.
Not a Chinese restaurant.
No, so anyway. The car was due MOT.
Oy vey.
So I got in the car, and I drove the car to the MOT station. Then...
They're just dragging it out.
The MOT man came, got in the car.
You opened the door, you put your right
foot
out.
The MOT man came. Did you see the other Porsche went, ah!
I saw John.
Done.
Ah!
Got in the car.
Saw the specimen get out.
Did the MOT test. Fine. Put it on brake rollers. Fine.
So he broke it.
Signed the ticket.
Cheers, Nick.
All done.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the car to drive home. Pulled out.
Ah!
And
it
was a very strange night. That there was no traffic between Phoenix and the motorway.
Pulling out.
So I didn't actually touch the brakes all the way down. I was going to come off at Junction 27 anyway because I had to drop some parcels off. Came off at Junction 27.
Where were you dropping parcels off to?
Cockwell Green, I expect.
No.
Not 27,
yes.
You hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you can go 38. All right, fine.
Yeah. So the BP garage. The BP garage at Courtfields.
So long, gay boy.
Came off the motorway. Up to the traffic lights, put my foot on the brake pedal.
Nothing.
No, the car slowed down fine, but it felt like the pedal started vanishing from under my foot. And I was like...
Ghostly going on.
Did it? Wasn't sure. So I thought, I'll come off, I'll head down towards services, and hopefully I've got no cars behind me. I can actually push the brake pedal and make sure. And push the brake pedal, and sure as hell, it slowly started creeping away towards the carpet. And I was like, ah, fuck. Benjamin, you live here. So thankfully, I pulled in at Benny's and we soon diagnosed the fault by the massive puddle of brake fluid that had come out from the passenger side front. And it's the little transfer pipe that goes from the front to the back pots.
Nice.
So you're going to buy his calipers off him?
Sounds like one of them's fucked.
You fix it, can't you?
No, just fixed. Needs to you fixed it?
Yeah, of course I fixed it.
What'd you do? Did you buy a recon caliper or something?
No.
Drilled it out, put a new fitting in.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sorry, I didn't tell you that bit.
No, he put some... He'd done it old school.
Araldite.
Put some mole grips on one side and carried on dresh and round.
Yeah, so the long and short of it is that I removed the caliper and then went to remove the link pipe between the two. One side came undone fine, the other side snapped off in the caliper. Thankfully.
I thought that was the problem.
No, so the little pipe had actually split, but the problem is that basically there's a bit of like rubber over the top of the metal pipe to stop it from rubbing against the caliper. And what had happened is it split underneath that rubber. So the pipe looked absolutely immaculate.
Right.
And it was genuinely a complete coincidence thing that it had just let go when it let go. And that's all there was to say about it, really.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah. And anyway, thankfully, our friend fucking Peter.
Oh, you're talking terms now.
Yeah. our friend Peter.
Bulge's friend Peter.
Took the caliper into him. Told him what's what. And he said, yeah, I'll have a look at it. And
you said it's the least you can do, you can't.
And no, he said it was all fine because I'd basically tried to drill the hole out or drill the what's left of the union out, but it didn't shift. But thankfully, they just literally got
they're on the car 10
mil fine tap and ran it through.
Did you put that standard caliper
back on the car? Because I haven't got no disc at the minute for the big one.
Are the discs the big money on your BBK?
Yeah.
Big black cock with a K. Somewhat racist, that comment.
Yeah, so my...
Yours is an S. It's an XKM.
It is, yeah.
I don't think those calipers fit mine.
Make them fit.
No, I mean, I think, because what size are your standard disc?
318s.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mine are only 312s.
Only. 6 millimetres in it.
But you can run
quite big, apparently.
You can run a 340 or 345 disc underneath
this
the caliper.
This is what the
standard one.
How wide are your discs?
28.
Yeah.
They're 28s, are they?
Nah. Yes.
Because the only problem with
that... Because they're going up to 32s.
Because the problem with that is the VW Fit 340 or 345 mil discs are 30 mil. So I don't know if that'll work.
That's smaller.
No, it's not.
No, yours are smaller, I mean.
Yeah, the calipers.
That's the problem.
I'm so confused.
There's only so much gap between them. The pads will be standard Porsche ones.
Yeah.
Porsche fit.
Yeah.
And they'll be so thick. And you can put a 30mm disc between them when they're meant for 28s, it won't fit. Or it's unlikely to fit anyway.
Skim them.
Anyway, that's... okay, so breakout grade on the way then, basically.
Yeah, at some point in the hopefully not too distant future.
How much is the discosities?
Because
every time I looked at big breakup gauges, I think, oh, that ain't bad. That's not too bad, actually. Oh, hang on, how much are discs? Fuck!
Yeah.
Because the upgrade I was talking about on that episode where it was McGann, Renault Sport, or RS, whatever you want to call it, calipers.
Yep.
I thought, ooh, big red fucking Brembo-y looking motherfucker. Well, not looking, they are. What you want, really, from a, you know, breakup grade. And I thought, bloody hell, that's not too bad, actually. Like, the calipers, the adapters, pads, like, it's about £900.
Mm-hmm.
All in. Like, refurbished calipers.
This is £300.
No. More. The M3, E46 M3 CSL discs.
Oh.
Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Fuck! And also, it's just like, what I'm basically getting at is my dumbass brain that can't talk, as we've just discovered, forgets that it's not just the big ass caliper you got to buy.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the discs that go with it.
Yeah.
See, I'm fairly lucky in
and adapters.
Yeah. The adapters can be quite pricey as well, couldn't they? But
floating discs on the fucking. Mm. And it's like, oh, no, no, no.
But what I'm discovering is, so MQB, so Mark 7 Golf and all that, those brakes will fit the Skoda as well. Like bolt on, as it turns out. So that sort of opens
it
up.
It must be a cheap enough upgrade.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because there's so many of them. There's so many of them that have been fucking shunted.
Yeah.
Lots of them in Bradford.
Yeah.
All of them in Bradford.
All of them. Every never buy a car from Bradford. It's New Birmingham.
Yeah, Bradford, bro.
So.
Car Des, I don't know what you mean, bro. Those tins are legal, bro. And all that.
Yeah. I don't think they're Hispanic.
What?
Bear.
Yeah, it's Bear Wicked.
When.
Never buy an M140 from Bradford.
When I went to the pub on Tuesday last week.
Yeah, I went for a bloody pee-shirt, didn't I?
I went out for a couple of veps. There was a group of youths stood out there at one point.
Yeah.
And
they said, what are you looking at, old man?
They were chitty-chattering amongst themselves and... one of them said something about, oh, do you know anyone that can drive? And yeah, so they're obviously youths.
Mm. Proper youths.
And one of them said, yeah, I can drive. He was like, you don't have a car, mate. He's like, mate, that's bare lies, mate. And I was like, you live in Wellington, pal.
And also, there's no bears around here.
No.
So what are you on about?
You live in Wellington.
Well, there might be some bears, but not the grizzly kind. Well, maybe the grizzly kind. Who knows?
Time to say, isn't it?
There may be bears.
One of the most notoriously liberal Democrat areas.
Yeah.
And you're saying that fucking bear lies.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What bear lies?
Bear means a lot. Very.
Why not just say you're talking shit? Because that's what we'd have said. Or bollocks.
Because you're old. Bulge.
bollocks.
But to top it off, the sentence was finished with bare lies, because I can just go and nick my dad's car. And I was like, you're 14. You can't drive. Let's not pretend that you
I don't know. His dad has probably got a BMW not dissimilar to yours. Click.
Yeah.
Clunk. Drive.
Every trip.
Yeah.
Oh, a click clunk. Fucking hell.
Nice.
I hope so.
Because I can't play the ARP.
Yeah. No, so Skoda's good so far. Doesn't seem to be any fueling issues.
Have you had that
on.
Done now?
I put a new high pressure pump on it, yeah. Seems to cure it.
But tell people then, not me.
Nah, I'm telling them. I'm talking to the microphone, Mr. Monocle.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
This is working inaudible, isn't it?
Niall's got a cable.
I can't work out if I'm tired.
Or retarded.
Or hungry.
Hungry.
Hungry. Hungry.
Hungry.
Like I said.
We hungry. Packers ain't empty, girl. Anyway.
So I thought it might have done it again the other day, but I can't decide whether it was the traction control doing its thing or not.
Was the light flashing?
I didn't notice, but then I was looking at the road.
Oh, yeah.
So I was definitely within the speed limit ossifer.
Generally,
in Mexico.
When I'm doing the speed limit, the traction control light flashes on and I'm too scared to look down from the road.
Yeah. Anyway.
You loon.
All these things are lies for comedic purposes and entertainment purposes.
Yep.
Probably.
And we are doing none of those things.
No. I do, however, think I've got an inner CV joint dying. Got a vibration. Really? It's a very slap one through my feet.
I'm picking up a good vibration.
The easy way to tell, put the cont on full lock. If it clicks his ass off, he needs a
put
blast.
Put it on full lock and then launch it.
Not inners.
Outers.
Outers it does, inners it don't.
Innards, gizzards, any others?
Turkey, gizzard. yeah, so nothing. Cars are right otherwise, other than that.
Well, my van's all right.
Yeah.
And the track car's still there.
Yep, it is. I saw it and everything.
Well, you parked on the back, didn't you? Yeah. I don't know, really. I just feel a bit weird about the compact at the minute.
Yeah, but I think it's because you haven't driven it.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, this is the thing. I'm not going into it again, but with the 190E syndrome that I had.
Yeah.
I think the problem was is that I just hadn't driven the Cayman in so long.
Then us went out
I was
in it
like,
and...
oh, it's fucking pointless having it, blah, blah, blah. And then I drive it and I'm like, fuck no, I'm not getting rid of this.
Going to add a turbo to it.
Well, it's...
Probably. Supercharger. Yeah.
Yeah, turbo's a bit chavvy, isn't it?
What?
Supercharger's a bit of a thinking man's tool, I think.
You're a tool.
Fuck you, punk bitch.
Christ.
You two are vile.
Fucking turn.
You looked in the mirror recently.
At least we can fart without actually committing chemical warfare crimes.
I think you say about shitting yourself.
Well, that as well.
Also, without shitting your Spider-Man duvet that you're wearing as underwear.
Oh, lordy lord.
Folding up.
What else? I had some road... Well, quite road rage earlier, but I got fucking angry and I wanted to properly murder someone. Yeah. Because I have a real issue. There's a lot of things that piss me off on the road.
You've got many issues, mate.
And I tell people all the time, I do generally have the patience of a saint. You both know this. I've worked at the door for a very long time.
I've just remembered a road rage story, but carry on.
But like, you don't work the door unless you've got a bit of patience. Mm. And I've done it for nearly half my life. I've got a lot of patience. I don't lose my shit very often. But the one thing that would fucking make me more angry than I've ever been is people on the fucking road. Okay? I can't watch those sort of dash cam videos on.
Oh, yeah.
Because they infuriate me.
You see 30 seconds of it and you're like, you caused that, you dickhead.
Yeah.
And you're on your fucking high horse.
Or people that blast their horn rather than getting out of the way of the accident they're about to have.
Yeah.
Don't blast the horn. Turn that fucking disc in front of you.
Avoiding action.
Don't
dickhead.
Blast it. You know what I mean? That's that higher ground. Who do you think I am? Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, avoid it. Bam, crash. If you want to quick to reach the horn, you can have avoided that crash and you fucking melonhead.
Mm hmm.
So, basically, I was at Anchorage.
Oh, yeah.
Local knowledge.
Spankridge.
Taunton, this is, in the dire county of Somerset. On its knees as a county, right? I went to get some petrol in the petrol station just off the shoddy part of the motorway. closed. Because they're having a fuel. Who has a fuel delivery Monday, 5 o'clock?
Sainsbury's in fucking Taunton.
No, not that one.
The BP.
One with, what's the one by the Hungry Horse? Not Hungry Horse. Harvester.
BP.
BP.
Yeah.
BP.
Damn.
BP for your bunghole.
Wankers, right? So I had to go to Sainsbury's. I had to go to Sainsbury's, right? Got my fuel. Job done. You know the little mini roundabout?
Yeah.
Where you go right to back towards, or you go left, it takes you into like Curry's and all that shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The first one.
You mean the one that nobody ever indicates their intentions on?
Yes.
That's great fun.
Well, it's more the fact. Now, I might have been in the wrong here. I'm not saying I was innocent.
Were, you,
what
were you distracted by the smell of KFC?
No. It's not KFC. Near, oh, there isn't a. Yeah. Mm. No, I refuse to go in there because.
Where the hut used to be.
Because it used to be a hut, and I like the hut.
Jabba.
Hut, hut. Jabba, yeah, looking in the mirror. Anyway. So, I'm coming from Sainsbury's, right? Mm. All the traffic from my right, which I should be giving way to, there, it's all turning into Sainsbury's.
And it's not indicating until the very last second.
It wasn't necessarily
never
that.
Do.
There was a car that was going straight over.
Yeah.
Now, I, as the DVLA have told me numerous times in a point system...
Can't drive.
I'm an excellent driver, right? If I was coming from my right, I would take it cautiously, knowing most of this traffic's going left.
Yeah.
So... The people that should
could
have given
take someone by surprise.
Could yeah. take someone by surprise.
Rather than going, right, I'm free, bop.
Yes.
Which is what
exactly.
everyone does. Yeah.
So, basically, long story short, that happened.
Yeah.
This cunt in a fucking Mondeo.
That is my Mondeo.
I went, I pulled out. Ah, fuck. This Mondeo is, ah, fuck. This Mondeo has sort of gone straight over the roundabout. So I should have given way to him. I put my hand up and he drove at me.
Nice.
Like, and I shit you not, if I'd lifted my foot off the accelerator...
Bang, straight
we'd have crashed. We'd have crashed, simple as
nice.
That. Just by lifting my foot off the accelerator. We were that close. And I just thought, who the fuck are you... Drive at me again. I just can't stand people that, oh, well, I'm in the right. And just, like, when you don't give way, when you should. Like, Clunton High Street, perfect example. Yeah. Cars galore. You kind of go, oh, fuck, I should have stopped, really.
I'll be here all day, fuck this.
Yeah, or even if it's just a mistake. Yeah. A genuine mistake of, oh, fuck, I should have stopped there, really. I didn't realise, I thought he was further away, I didn't realise he was going so fast.
Yeah.
These people that just keep the fucking foot in it, I play chicken with them.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck.
No.
Because I'll crash into you, genuinely I will.
I'll crash into any man.
I'll crash into any man. But generally I'll just think, and then, oh, 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 bank up the curb, oh, you're wanking. I think, no, you. All you, mate, up the curb, you
yeah.
fucking buckle wheel, you prick.
Yeah, I'm fucking 2/3 of the way down through
exactly
this.
That, yeah.
See, that's the one I love in the truck. So... Ilminster Roundabout is a classic for this because it's got a load of shrubbery on it.
Yeah.
So you can't
yeah.
see until it comes around the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it'd be clear. You check all your mirrors. Check again. Clear. Right. Check all your mirrors again. Clear. Yeah. Start
change
to move.
Gear.
Yeah. Start to move. By the time you've got through one lane to get into the other on the roundabout to go yeah. back round to go to Taunton, someone's come screaming round the roundabout. They've driven at you.
Yeah.
And they're on the horn. It's
on
like.
The horn,
it's like. But. I was already committed, mate. I was halfway across this roundabout when you
yeah.
appeared, and now somehow you think you're in the right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Slow down, you dickhead.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, there was a split... If it wasn't for the fact that I was running late, and I thought you'd already exploded with rage because of our lateness, I was going to... Ah, they're late again. I was going to go around the... And also, I didn't think it was going to cause a crash. I'd have gone around the roundabout at the last second, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. And then just followed him into Curry's car park and just said, what the fuck are you... Why are you driving at me?
Yeah.
Right or wrong, you've undone any sort of hierarchy, sort of high horseness you had by then driving at me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... But the thing is, I'm also very aware that I might look intimidating.
No.
Not to you, because you've known me since I was 9. Teen. But you don't know who the fuck you're dealing with, do you?
No, you don't.
No,
no you don't.
And my knuckle duster was at home. So, I don't know.
And the Aardman badge, it was not in the car.
It's been yeah. shredded.
No,
shredded.
I've still got it. yeah, I haven't got rid of it yet. But yeah, I just don't understand
I've
these,
got a road rage story.
Can I just quickly say one thing?
No.
Why don't,
you cannot.
And I see these on these clips, and it winds me up. Two things about motorcyclists. One, why do they rev limit the fuck out of their bike when someone pulls out in front of them?
It's more effective than a horn.
It's stupid, though.
It is silly, but...
And it's always a 1-2-5.
Yeah,
no one on a proper motorbike would ever do that, because I'm not a fucking idiot. It's always some Jimmy on a 1-2-5 that can't afford a car.
It's more of a Red Dead
Yeah. All the people that, all the motorcyclists that will punch a wing mirror off and then ride away really quickly.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to do that, you need to justify your actions, mate. Yeah.
You need to punch it off.
Did you, that's along these lines, it was one of my favourite clips. Absolutely fucking loved it. It was in America, and there was a gang of these wankers on their motorbikes that go around fucking wheelieing and, you know, stopping traffic because they're wheelieing towards them and all that shit.
Is this, was this on a motorway in New Jersey? And there's a guy in a Range Rover with his family in the car.
Or are we thinking of a different one? No, definitely a different one.
Oh, the one I'm thinking of.
Say New Jersey, right?
New Jersey. There's this guy in a Range Rover, an L322, when they were new.
Yeah.
Broken down.
Broke, yeah, fucked.
Air suspension.
Yeah. One side fucked.
Oh, you've lowered it on this corner.
Yeah. So this guy in his brand new 322, and there's bikers everywhere, there's hundreds of them. And
are we talking knee-kneeing?
No, I mean a hog.
Not fucking with them.
No, but that's the thing. So this guy's got his family in the car, and he's sat there like, this is a bit fucking stupid. All these guys on bikes doing all this stupid shit. And he bumps one of them because they pulled in front of him and it breaks. And he just bumped into the back of him. And it was like, he was ready to be like, all right, I'm really sorry, you know. Went to get out to say, I'm really sorry, you know, we'll exchange insurance details. And they all swarmed him. So he shuts the door very quickly and locks it. And they're all going fucking mental. Absolutely fucking mental. All he's done is broken a tail light on this guy's bike where he's just bumped him at like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, because he stopped in front of him.
Yeah. So matey's there like, I need to get my family out of this situation because this is getting bad. Mm. Really bad.
So he four-wheel drive.
He just drove over him.
Yeah.
Just drove over him, and then they were chasing him down the motorway.
Lol.
No, but the rest of them were chasing him.
Chasing like that.
Chasing him down. Got buckled wheelchair. Got buckled legs. Oh, I'm Lieutenant Dan.
Forrest Gump for the kind of a second.
He just drove over a load of them, and they're chasing him down the motorway, and he's just fucking running him over. He's just like, fuck you, bang.
Yeah, fucking
bang.
Right.
And some of them got guns and all sorts. He's like, oh, fuck this. Anyway, got to a point where he'd stopped, and they dragged him out and beat the ever-living shit out of them.
Worth it, though.
100%
worth it.
Yeah, police were obviously... Well, I think they were on his side, to be honest, because it was like, no, I think...
What, a fucking intimidation factor?
Yeah, cool, yeah. He was just like, no, I need to get my family out of this.
Yeah.
This is getting a bit fucking dangerous. So
this is what we call self-defense, officer.
Yeah.
Well, the clip that I saw, it was fucking brilliant. I loved it. I really did love it. And it was
midget porn.
Dash cam footage of this guy in the States. And he's driving along down the freeway or whatever it is.
In the state.
And he's obviously getting fucking frustrated because these wankers on the motorbikes are doing 100 mile an hour, 20 mile an hour, so that one of them can do a fucking wheelie and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, there's a point where the lane that he's in just opens up. So he just fucking mashes his foot down, and he's like, you can hear him going, just fucking idiots, blah, blah, blah. Drives on through. He doesn't hit anyone, doesn't do anything. Absolutely fine. And he goes along, and then he comes off the freeway, gets to a traffic light, and this fucking biker comes along and bang, smashes his wing mirror, like punches the wing mirror off, and then beep, off he goes.
Yeah, hero.
Yeah.
And matey's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Accelerates. Next thing you hear, pow, pow, pow. The fucking driver's got a gun, shot the cunt. Fucking yeah. You just see him fucking slump over the bike.
Oh, Christ.
Bike goes off.
Wow.
And I was like, you get what you fucking deserve.
Yeah. Gets pulled over up the road. Got reports using the firearm.
Yeah, sure, on the dash cam.
Yeah, fucking, this is what happened. Oh, fair enough, sir.
Yeah.
On your way.
Was he black?
Was his name George?
Oh, bold.
Was he black? No,
were you leaning on him?
Well, I'll put black anyway.
Was he armed? No. We'll find some evidence.
We'll assume he was armed.
Yeah. No, the road...
I told you, patron energy.
The road rage story I remember was with you. We were in Bilgewater in your cellar serve van.
Oh, yeah.
Some lad did something silly. You got out, remonstrated quite aggressively with the young lad through his window.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. There was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
No, he didn't say very much.
He did say a little bit because it riled you up a little bit. And then you just...
I was like, fucking what'd I do?
Yeah. Niall punched his window, called him a cunt, stomped back to the van, got in and drove off. Anyway, we're driving along and we're probably going 25 minutes to the next stop.
In the Bertle, weren't we?
And, yeah, and I went, that car that you... who did you just piss off, Niall? Because that car is still following us. And he's like...
Then we turned off the main road.
Oh, fuck.
Turned off the A39.
Turned off the A39. It's like, he's still there.
Following us.
Follows us all the way to the pub. Bearing in mind, his Gert Ginger Apes just gone out and punched his window.
Yeah. That's me, by the way.
Yeah. Pulls up outside the pub. I'm like, you're going to die. He's going to fucking wear you like a hat.
Yeah, and fucking what happened? Tell John what fucking happened.
Mate, he just said, oh, I just wanted to know what I did wrong.
He's the nicest guy.
He was the nicest girl you've ever seen in the world.
He's like, I don't know what I've done wrong, mate. I just wanted to know what I've
done wrong. I'm quite a new driver. I just want to know what I did wrong.
I was like, oh. That's so sorry.
Meanwhile, I'm sat there going, he's going to fucking kill you, Niall. He's going to wear you like a fucking hat.
Yeah, and honestly.
You're getting all like.
Yeah, click him in the neck.
Yeah. Getting ready to go.
He's like, I am Ivan Drago from Rocky IV.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. That fucking goon. He's still fucking funny. He's gonna fucking have you when you stop. I won't stop if I was. You keep going through this junction. He's gonna fucking have you when you stop. Well, shut up. You're scaring me.
Pop goes the weasel.
Can you remember what he done?
Did he?
Because I remember.
I'm trying to remember what he did. Did he pull in front of you and hit the brakes or something? Or did he drive under you and then cut you up or something?
So we pulled away from satellites, which is two lanes into one.
Yeah.
And I sort of, funny enough, in this sort of massively underpowered, definitely even in the transit then, was I? In the Renault Trafic Seychelles.
The Tragic? Yeah.
Yeah, the Renault Tragic. Yeah, that one. I pulled away ahead of him. I then went to pull in because it was like immediately after the lights sort of
merge. Bitch.
And he just fucking, I just saw him like accelerate alongside me. And I was like, no, you fucking idiot. And I thought he was trying to prove a point. Oh, I'm fucking getting in front of me.
You're pushing in. Like, no, merge and turn, bitch.
So I got out and let him have what for.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know what I'd done wrong, mate. And I was like, don't do that.
Just let people merge.
Just let people merge.
It's less stress for everyone.
Yeah, it's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And another thing. Merging points fucking rile me up.
I love the one at Thorn Falcon. I fucking love in the truck because
don't you dare tell me you fucking straddle both.
No, fuck no, fuck no. The moment I see it start queuing up, lane two, straight to the merge point.
Yeah.
And you've got all the lorry drivers. You've got van. I have a van driver there, and he had his hand out the window, and I could see him looking in the mirror.
Where is his hand?
He was straddling up to the white line. So he was thinking about blocking it, but I'm like, I'm still doing 50 miles an hour, mate. Oh,
yeah. As you go past
it. I was like, I'm still doing 50, mate. If you pull out in front of me now, you're going to be wearing this. Yeah. You know, van is going to be significantly shorter than it was. And I just saw him do this out the window at me. So I was like, down the window down. It's your problem, mate. Oh, you fucking jump in the queue. It's like, two lanes, you silly cunt. What's wrong with you?
There wouldn't be a queue to jump if you had half a fucking brain to use.
And drove up to the merge point. One in, one through. One in, one through. It's not hard. The other one I like doing.
Well, it's getting hard now.
Is you'll get someone. You'll be at the front of the queue in lane one. And you'll have somebody who is absolutely desperate not to let the car behind them in front of them.
Yeah.
They'll pull right up behind you and block them. So I'll stop and wave the cars through.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you see the bloke behind you going fucking apocalyptic with rage. It's like, fuck you.
I've seen that clip where someone pulls into that second lane to block it. And they quickly undercut into lane one and keep them out of the
Yeah. Now you're the gun. Now you're the gun.
Yeah, because it's a temporary roadworks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking swings in underneath him and comes up the side. Like, now what?
Hiya.
But lorries, right? This is my gripe.
Every time I see drivers, like, have you read the highway code, mate?
The thing is,
since you passed your test 20 years ago, have you read the fucking highway code?
I know, it's three medicals, but to fucking read the highway code while you're at it.
Yeah.
Thing is, Whiteford, of all people, claims... He doesn't listen, does he?
Yeah.
Shit. He said... Oh, and he said it's because Oh, it takes me longer to stop. Fair enough. But you don't need to block both lanes a mile away from the fucking merge point because you can't stop quick enough in bumper-to-bumper traffic anyway.
No. Yeah.
I get that.
What used to happen, and it doesn't happen so much in modern tachographs, but old, like, Gen 1 digital tachographs, the moment you roll about 20 foot, it would knock a minute off your drive time.
Oh, really?
So that's like, by the time you've done that a lot, it's like, I've just eaten half an hour's drive and I've moved. I've only actually been here for like...
But why block two lanes? What's I going to do anything? Nothing.
The idea is to keep rolling, I think. Because you're still rolling, you're covering the same distance, you're actually getting your minutes drive rather than doing 20, 50, 100 foot and then
right
losing a minute. I don't understand it. Because I did drive something so with a Gen 1 tacho in it.
They straddle it to stop the traffic coming to a stop.
Basically,
so that it just crawls through.
So it doesn't eat your drive time up. But modern ones don't do that.
No.
But a lot of them are so stuck in the habit of doing it that they won't get out of it now. But modern ones don't do it. They literally all count down to the second.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're a listener, genuinely, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I've never meant anything more. If you're a listener and you don't understand how merge points work and you get angry at the people that are pushing in the line, blah, 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 turn off now.
Yeah, don't come back.
No. Off. And genuinely, we haven't got many listeners, okay? And if we have 20 listeners, which I know we've got more than 20, all jokes aside, but if we have 20 listeners, genuinely.
Wow.
Wow. Among the same five people over and over again who three really like us and no one else, right?
There's three of them in this room.
But.
Yeah. Two of them are Niall.
We. But if you get angry at merge points because people are pushing in, honestly, I'd rather have no listeners than have 20 listeners that think like that. Because I swear to fuck it. Or we'll arrange a Lemonade Lifestyle get together, and we can all punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And then force you to buy a hoodie. Talking of buying hoodies, lemonadelifestyle.co.uk for all your merchandise needs. If you want to support us, patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. From £3 a month, it'll be the best thing you ever do. But if you're tighter than a camel's ass in the sandstorm and you don't want to and you don't want to support three skinny, hungry boys, I don't know why I said that. If you don't want to support us and you don't want to part with any cash, then do us a favour.
Is either three skinny boys all in one, or...?
Yeah, I'm three boys.
It's three boys deep.
Do us a favour and leave us a review.
Yeah.
It will cost you no money. If you hear us ramble on week after week, fortnight after fortnight, month after month, year after year, about joining a patron, and you think, that sounds like a good idea, and then you don't, leave us a review, okay? If you're wise and you're not a thick fuck, then go on to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Leave some words if you wish. We'd very much like it.
Start your paragraph with Niall is thick, F-I-K.
Do that. Yeah, please do.
If you believe that with an E-F.
F. And then head over, for the sake of it, over to Spotify and leave us a 5-star review. If you're as thick as pig shit, and you're only allowed to use Spotify, but you're not allowed a choice or an option because your Android phones are better than... Go to Spotify because that's your only option of listening to a podcast.
I think that was aimed at you, John.
Head over to Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. Or sign up to fucking Patreon. Patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod.
That was wordy. That was word salad.
Says you.
Says you.
Says you. I need to calm down. I feel like we need a break. I just feel like I need to calm the
Joe Rogan style.
Yeah. Jamie, pull that up.
She had Trump on.
Did he?
He had Trump on. 3 hours.
Fuck.
I bet he was loving that when he Trump.
Yeah. As I said to you guys when we were in Spoons the other day, the guy's a complete cock.
But he's not. I don't think he is. I think he's a fucking genius.
But he was
hero.
A good president.
He was. Only president
the they them didn't like that, but whatever.
Kamala Harris.
No.
Yeah. She's saying that we can't say Merry Christmas anymore. Well, that's okay.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but anyone looks clever.
Mind you, politicians are all fucking idiots.
Anyway. Should you play Bulger's Card Game?
Is it back?
It's back.
Oh, you're going to give me a fucking pre-warning.
Oh, why? You got something else to say?
Well, no, because I...
You got something else to say, bruv?
I put it in the fucking Discord.
Bear lies.
Go on, claim I didn't.
Did you win today?
You did.
Oh, I haven't been.
You genuinely did.
Well, I'll tell you what. Buy a lottery ticket because Bowles just entered my bank.
Is that what that weird feeling I'm getting is?
Yes.
I feel
it means you're about to bust a nut.
No, something's wrong in the
universe. Can you open that window? It's not hot in here. I just feel like there's...
Oh, yeah.
Horrid.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was thinking of opening the door.
Stuffy, isn't it? Open the door as well if you want. Do both.
I'm just so used to you saying, door.
Door. So not for 4 years.
So just say you spent 4 months in that thing.
Yeah, but even in here.
Door.
The door's gonna be closed because of...
Because we're loud as fuck.
Because of her indoors.
Because we're loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was annoyed at your Z8 comment, Bulge.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good option.
It is.
Oh, Lord. Can we pause and just calm down?
Nah.
You got the button over there.
But give me time to get some clues together so we're not winging it.
Oh, well, I thought you'd have got some clues together.
I've been busy doing Patreon stuff with you.
You're a festering annulus.
All right, we'll take a pause here.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Jamie, pull that up. Off, up, in, around,
pull
whatever.
Pull it back, Wend. Let him have it.
Come. Strap yourselves in.
That's about 20 minutes for us, but 2 seconds for you.
Because it's time. To strap yourself in.
Or on.
For Bulges. Bam! Car! Bam! Game. Remember we used to blow that air horn, John?
Yeah. I lost it.
He lost the app.
Really?
No, it was a real air horn.
Yeah, it was a real one, wasn't it?
My iPhone doesn't do that, but I don't know why I'm talking about my iPhone, because it was a real air
it
horn.
It was. Totally legit.
You had to charge it up. Oh, what happened to us? We were so not funny and we aren't now.
Never were.
Game. This car.
Straight in, no kissing.
Was submitted by young Benny the Bass Jr.
The buttery biscuit bass.
He likes the bass. Looks the buttery biscuit bass.
Knowledge.
Bass, knowledge. Right.
Wobble, wobble.
This car.
Bass.
Was produced between the years 1970, when you were but a boy, and 1974.
Nice.
A total of 2,270 were made. Made. Oh, left the echo machine on. On. It cost a total of £629. It had the same designer as Luke Skywalker's XP-34 Land Speeder and the Chopper Bicycle for Rally. It weighed 372 kilograms. It had 29 PS.
PS?
Otherwise known as brake horsepower power. Increased compression ratio gave an extra 2 horsepower on the sportier ES models.
Ah. Is that a BMW bubble car thing?
No.
The Messerschmitt.
The car featured on the Grand Tour. And it, with Jeremy Clarkson at the helm,
it
broke the what?
Helmet.
Broke the UK water speed records in the experimental amphibious unlimited class.
Amphicar.
Or was it modified by them to be an amphicar? There's 2 spaffer clues. Although only available in 1 colour, 6 white redacteds were produced for a Rothmans cigarette promotion. Ready for the last spaff clue?
Go on.
It appears in BNG.drive as the Ebisu Wigion.
Oh, it's a fucking Bond bug.
It's a fucking Bond bug. Well done. Thank you so much, Benethy, for your... whatever it was.
Suggestion.
I'm surprised you didn't get it quicker.
Yeah.
Did you know the rally bike thing?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Designed by a man whose last name was Karen. Yeah,
I know. Bet he whinged a lot.
Yeah, moaning old funk. Yeah, he made all sorts, or his company did.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find him again while John does nothing. So Bond cars were bought by Reliant.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say too much Reliant-y stuff.
Three-wheeler, yeah.
Yeah. Ogle design by, a bloke called David Ogle, but the guy who done it was Tom Karen, was the designer. These Ogle designs done the Bush portable radio in 1959.
So he's ogling Bush.
The chopper bicycle from Rally.
Ogling choppers.
The some BSA Triumph motorcycles. The Scimitar? How do you say it?
Scimitar.
Scimitar. GTE. Astra. The Bond Bug and the Robin for the Reliant Motor Company. For Plaxton. What's that?
Coach builder.
Oh, Plaxton Panorama 1. Plaxton Panorama Elite. Plaxton Paramount range of coach bodies.
That's probably what it sounded like.
The double dominant. He liked the double dominant. Dominant. Coach body. The Lucas Electric Taxi in 1975. Yeah.
Yeah, we get the point. No one cares.
The modular truck cab right. for Shell Voken Drury and Dennis Refuge Collection Vehicles.
This
of fire
car...
applicants launched in 78. Don't turn me off.
This car...
That's me, isn't it?
...has been... No, I can't turn off number one, I don't think.
Yeah, boy. You can't turn any of them off here, look.
You got to turn them off before you push record.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
So, this car has been suggested by Robert Fowler. I'm not at all impressed that Niall's given me this one to find the clues on.
He did that because he can't read.
Not by choice. It's a difficult read, isn't it? Because I tell you,
fucking hell.
What now?
No, it is a difficult read.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck me.
I mean, well, yeah.
The conversation went like this with old Roberto Fowler. He said, potential car for Bulge's car game. Redacted.
What is it?
He'll probably get it easily if he knows about it. But if not, a dot... A dot and a dot. And I said, oh, what? He said, exactly.
A what?
Built with redacted. Shoot from your hip, John. Your new hip.
So.
Nude hip.
Italian sports car.
Talk to me.
Made.
Sell me.
In.
Italy.
The years Italian? 2000 to 2003.
Shit.
And again.
Ooh.
In 2018.
Shit.
MG the car features a 3.8-litre twin-turbo V12. Six-speed manuel.
Okay.
Carbon fibre chassis. Coming in at 1,300 kilograms. Rear mid-engine, rear-wheel drive.
Fuck yeah.
Designed by Nicola Materazzi, not Maserati, the other way round.
Maharani.
The car produced 671 brake horsepowers with a top speed of 227 miles per hour and would do 0 to 100... What's a kilometre?
What the fuck's a kilometre?
In 3.9 seconds.
That's 0 to 60 in English.
I know.
From what I can gather... Let me find where it said.
When was it originally built? 02 to 04 or something?
No, 2000 to 2003. So.
3 years, that is.
They planned to build 21 cars from a leftover chassis.
Mm.
Big clue. Originally built, this is a big clue.
Okay.
By Aerospaziale.
Sounds
like it's not that. No, it can't be that Stratos remake because that didn't have a V12.
With an estimated price at the time, bearing in mind 2000, 2003,
yeah,
of 760,000 euros.
Wow,
which is a lot of euros.
An ass load of cash.
That's a fuckload of euros.
From what I can gather.
Do you want to give him some clues on the chassis that it was...
I believe there were only 3 cars produced out of the expected 21 cars.
Rocking all shit, then.
So, now I'm going to give you some spaffers.
Unicorn car.
In 2018, it was announced that this project would be overtaken by the Las Vegas-based automotive company, Kazzle Motors.
Kazzle Motors?
Kazzle Motors?
They promised to build 15 examples to be produced and sold to the public using an original Bugatti chassis.
It's not the EB110 remake, is it?
Which is called.
I mean, it is.
So that's based on the EB110, but I can't think what the hell it was called.
The model. Yeah,
twin turbo V8.
No, V12.
V12. Twin turbo V12. Because the EB110 had four turbos. But it was similar size. Italian, didn't make many of them.
So this, without giving the whole name away, would be renamed to the SP110.
Right.
Mm. What's SP stand for?
Silly penis.
You.
Sport car.
Really?
Yeah. Except it turned Americans. It was sport a river dirty.
A river dirty.
I honestly don't know. Epic fail
and
tonight.
And with a newly designed body kit.
Ugh, I hate you when you call them that.
Rinascita Aero Package.
Pick up a penguin.
Pick up a pencil.
It sounds like the name of a Greek god.
Nice.
Zeus?
Think.
Hercules?
Think of a.
Hercules!
He's an Adonis of a man!
Hercules?
There's no one in this room then.
Hercules. No.
No.
It's.
Take 40 stone out of
Edonis.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Adonis SP110.
Well I reckon.
It's actually the B Engineering Adonis.
Right.
I reckon that's a tick for you for getting it as the EB110.
I mean, I did say it's Bugatti chassis.
Yeah, that did give it away somewhat, but I.
Well, I'm fucking them both, you big just fuck.
I don't think a Veyron was.
No.
Was a Veyron around in 2000? It'd be getting close.
No,
but
they
wouldn't have had leftover chassis.
No, 05 they come out with the Veyron, right. I think. 06, 05.
I'd have got that in the first clue, you dumbass.
You fucking got it sent to you, you thick fuck.
Dumbass.
What, when I said Italian sports car?
Yep. Well, I don't know what the car was.
Yeah.
You dummies.
Fuck you then.
Fuck you
that
then.
Was a ridiculous one to try and find clues on, I'm not going to lie.
Funnily,
like, don't get me wrong, Rob. Like? I like it. Oh, not. Not the car. I don't like the car. The car's fuck ugly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. As if a fucking EB110 wasn't fuck ugly enough.
Oh, God.
Is that what I look at?
Heinous.
It's an EB110, but they've just, like, cut holes in it.
Yeah.
It's like.
And put a funny shaped windscreen in it.
Is that the.
Oh, you wait till you see the back end on.
Oh, no.
Because
the EB110 was not a good looking car. Oh.
Looks Apollo Gumperty from the back.
Does.
That's why I jokingly said Gumpert Apollo.
It looks
is that
like
Apollo Creed's brother.
You know when you go to put a picture as your background on your computer and you click fit to screen.
Yeah.
And it goes boom.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. What noise?
Boom. From this image here, how sad does that little car look?
Oh, it does.
They've painted it really the inside does. of the headlights
it really
black.
Yeah.
And it's like frowning. I'm gonna share that image to our group chat.
Oh, look that. Why?
So that you can put it on the Duffer.
Scored when the time comes.
You put on the Discord when the time comes.
On the Facebook page when the time. I don't know.
You can do that as well, Bulge.
Fuck you then.
What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah. Anyway. How far in are we?
50 minutes. Talk to me.
Christ. Are we actually?
No.
How far in are we?
An hour and 10. Right. Talk to me. No.
It has to be.
This is where I duck out.
Funnily enough, you normally do at this point in the episode, and you look tired.
Yeah. Up at onesie.
Yeah, well,
onesie?
Onesie?
I didn't know you
up
were
in a onesie.
Aw, that's so cute.
Huh?
You in a onesie. Snuggled
so,
up. Anyway,
fuck you.
The end of a triple header.
Morning.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because we had USGP.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Yeah.
And now Sao Paulo.
Yeah. What kind of triple header? You mean three on the bounce?
Three on the bounce, triple header.
Now they're about to go into a triple header, I thought.
We've only got two fucking races left.
No, we don't. Shows how much you know.
We've got Vegas and Abu Dhabi, haven't we?
One in the middle.
China, talk to me.
Brum, brum, brum.
Spain?
Nope. I can see why you think that. What am I playing?
Guitar.
Well done.
Oh, Qatar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another street one, isn't it?
So we've got Las Vegas, mate. Okay. On the 24th of Nov.
Novichok.
We got Qatar on the 1st of December. Why are we racing Formula 1?
That's another street circuit, though, isn't it, Qatar?
I don't fucking know anymore.
Ops fuck over there, though, isn't that?
Was and Qatar the one last year where it was like...
on fire in the background? Is that one? Or was that Saudi Arabia, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember, because one of them, they were only allowed to do 19 laps, weren't they?
Were they?
Yeah, they were only allowed to do 19 laps stints.
Why?
Because
it was so hot.
Because it was so hot that Pirelli were like... yeah, no more than 19, none.
I don't remember that.
Because the tyres are going to... So, at like two-thirds of the way through the race, you had like fucking Zhou Guan Yu and Bottas in P1 and P2, and Verstappen and Norris were down in like 15th. And then two laps later, Verstappen and Norris were in P1 and P2. And
I think it's a night race. Because it's so bastard. Don't think it's a street race.
I think that was the one then last year.
I remember that one being one Ots. Fuck, Bob, why are you posting memes in the Discord?
Because you're talking about Formula One. Formula One.
You can still
fucking
chip in.
Formula One.
You can still chip
it's
in.
A car podcast, Bulge.
You can still chip in.
Funny, the first 20 minutes sounded like the How Does Niall Get His Asshole Clean podcast.
What's the right word?
Turns out he just needs to get his whole self in the shower. That cleans his asshole.
What's the right word for a carcher in the shooting the pooper?
Are you a friend or an enema?
There's no Sharpie in the pooper over here, boys.
Smile away,
Are
boys.
You a friend or an enema?
All right. What was that? What got that? Him.
Me saying yeah. That to fucking Ken.
You picked the wrong time to have a drink, didn't you, John? Did you nearly inhale that water?
Well, thankfully, as you can see by how it's much is left in the...
sip.
Yeah, literally just as the moisture had got into my palate.
What a weird way of saying I took a sip.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Come.
So us has just got off the back of a triple header.
Yes.
Morning.
Be fun away, Bolt.
USGP initially.
What happened there? Is that Texas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Coder.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holdem.
Sad luck, partner.
So what happened there is Verstappen pulled out the same fucking moves that he pulled out to Hamilton in 2021 in the... Well, if I'm off the track, you're off the track, so it's still my position. And...
Are you sure it was in Mexico?
That wasn't Mexico. That was...
Okay.
I mean, Mexico, he didn't do much better.
He did the same thing, did he? Got 22nd...
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I thought that's the one he was talking about.
No.
The Michael Schumacher School of Defence.
Mm. So, yeah, obviously... But in Texas, McLaren fucked up by not telling Norris to let Verstappen back through because he passed him off the track.
That's right.
And then ended up getting a 5-second time penalty and could only get 4 seconds up the road by the end of the...
Mm-hmm.
End of the race, whereas Norris had all the pace, all the tyres, Verstappen had neither of them.
Yep.
So if he'd have just given the position back, they could have gone to the start-finish line. Norris would have had DRS, probably would have got past him there. If it wasn't, it would have been on the way down to turn 12. So if he'd have done that, it would have all been above board.
Pots and pans, we'd all be scrap merchants, wouldn't we, Bulge?
Yeah, but instead...
Yeah.
Instead, they ended up giving Norris a 5-second penalty, which obviously put Verstappen back ahead of Norris.
Yeah.
Therefore, point swing in Max's favour.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mexico, vice versa.
Underlay.
Yeah, Verstappen did the same thing again and overdrove the shit out of everything, pushed everyone off the track, yada, yada, yada. Actually ended up getting 2 time penalties.
2 10-second ones, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, he said, I believe he said this, that, yes, he may have had time penalties, and yes, Norris may have beaten him, but what he managed to do by forcing him off the track and the rest of it was not overtake, I believe, Chuck Leclerc for the lead.
Yeah.
He only got 18 points for second rather than the full 25 for first. So it was a sort of the long game he was playing.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, there's plenty
of... Yes, he beat me, but he also didn't beat me and win the race. He just beat me, so I still won.
Yeah.
I still won,
he said. There was plenty of talks, obviously, about that race.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it make very valid points that actually, yes, I'm not going to say Verstappen shouldn't have been penalised, but there's an awful lot of people saying that Verstappen shouldn't have been penalised for the first offence, especially not a 10-second time penalty. But the second offence, yes, he fired one inside Norris.
Oh.
Never, ever, ever going to make the corner.
Yeah.
And pushed both of them off the track and then decided to keep track position even though he was never going to make the corner.
So did he get the penalty for keeping the track position or for forcing them off? Or a bit of mixture of the two?
I think it's a mixture of the two. It's the same thing with what happened with Norris at the US, that I think if Verstappen had just let Norris back through, then there probably wouldn't have been... It would have been noted, but that would have been all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then on to Sao Paulo.
Yep.
Jesus
Christ.
Everything.
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And qualifying.
Earthing.
We had 5 red flags in qualifying.
Yeah.
Which is equal to the most amount of red flags.
Sounds like your dating history.
Give me more.
Rookie numbers.
Yeah, pump those numbers up.
Yeah, that's a beat chest. Beat off Leo.
I would.
With your mouth.
Hello. yeah, well, I went downstairs because qualifying was firstly postponed until the next day. Sunner's Morgan. First time in the history of Formula One that qualifying has been on a Sunday, but a German hasn't qualified on pole position.
Right.
I had a hankering. Old fucking Nico Hulken, no podium, was going to get it. But turns out I was way off. so, 5 red flags. That's what I was going to say. So, it was moved to 10:30 UK time on the Sunday morning. And I woke up about 10 o'clock, went downstairs. I thought, I put on a blow Formula One. Started to do a few jobs around the house. And at 10 to 12, I thought, oh, fucking hell, I've missed a qualifying. I thought, wow, get on the old dodgy fire stick. If the CIA are listening, I went on to Sky Television and realised that they hadn't even done Q3 yet.
No.
An hour and a half into it.
Well remembered.
Very good. Blurry finger penis man. so I watched Q3. I didn't see any of the other stuff. Which was fucking mental.
Yeah.
Verstappen was P12.
Yeah.
At a 5 place grid penalty.
Yeah.
Which put him down to
17th.
17th. Hamill Bitch was out quite early as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think he might have been Q1 actually.
The GOAT apparently. Anyway.
Sorry, Dan.
Sorry, Mr. Beef. That was Drew the Mic and an Omer from John there. Anyway, long story short, Norris got pole.
Yep.
So, yes. Looking good for the rest for Norris. Now, I've been beating myself off. Pulling myself around the room over the fact that I thought that Norris was in fact going to win the Drivers' Championship.
Yeah.
It was a drum I've been beating myself all, blah, 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 for quite a while.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed in my face. But Wodge acted like I just shat on his best hat.
Yeah,
dinner.
That's true, actually. Wodge did poo-poo it.
Wodge was like, who is this fat fuck?
Basically.
Benny, who, you know, very, very good friends, close friends, best friends. Even he was like, not really.
I tell where he ends and you begin.
Morgan. He was like, not really. And I was like, breaking it out. There's still fucking 10 races left to go. There's only this many points between them. Bah, 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 bah. Stranger things have happened at sea and all that sort of stuff. And going into yesterday's race, as we record, last weekend's race as you listen.
Yeah.
I was thinking, now who's got egg on their faces?
Yeah.
Because I did say...
Still you.
I'm going to say Verstappen's got, you know... All it takes is the shit to hit the fan with Verstappen. Words are really hard. And it's Norris's championship. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And worse things have happened. Stranger things have happened.
Well, realistically, if Norris had converted 25 points and then next weekend something terrible had happened to Max again...
Norris would be 10 points ahead. Not so weird all of a sudden.
Nope.
So... he was after the sprint, because he won the sprint race.
Yeah.
Norris did. Got pole position.
Yeah.
So looking good. After the sprint race, he was 40 points adrift.
Yeah.
From Max.
Yeah.
Max starting 17th. Norris on pole. Thinking, this is looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough day to be a Lando Norris fan.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but he fucked up the start. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got simulator. Put them in a simulator. Work out how to fucking pull off the grid normally.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. It's like watching the fucking women.
Yeah. He installed, did he?
Might as
start
well.
Start crying.
So, parallel parking.
So, to fill you in, Bulge.
Cool.
Yes, please.
Chance
Lance.
Though.
Lance
Stroll. Need a bigger one than that, mind. Yep.
Lance Stroll ruined Max's qualifying by crashing into the barrier.
Sweet.
Red flag came out when Max was on pretty hot lap and was quite likely to at least get into Q3. Uh-huh. So red flag came out with only 40 something seconds to go, so uh-huh. They weren't going to restart. They weren't going to restart the qualifying. So Max qualified as Niall said in 12th, and then Lance Stroll then, in the formation lap, crashed his car. Well, he spun the car, turned the car around, and then instead of driving on the tarmac stuff, which, I don't know, have you driven on tarmac before?
Only occasionally.
Yeah, right. So
not as a day job.
You know that tarmac's like quite grippy.
Generally, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's very wet. However, when you've got next to no ground clearance in a Formula One car, what would you say is probably one of the last places you want to go that you might find on a racing track?
Massive curbs, gravel, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wet gravel, especially.
Wet
so
gravel.
So Stroll went, oh, I've spun off here. It's all right, look, I've turned the car around. And there's this enormous, great big lake-sized gravel pit. And Wu-Tang Clan weren't even there.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that.
Bark and Jack.
And the other side of this pond-sized gravel pit, there is a road that's made of tarmac.
Tarmac, yeah.
Yeah, where he could have, as he's already pointing that way, he could have driven there, driven around the lake-sized...
As opposed to
gravel
across
pit.
A gravel pit.
But instead, he decided to go in a straight line.
No, didn't he do like a 270-degree turn?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like adjacent to it and went, oh, left, 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 left. Back to where
Fuck.
He was, gravel.
Yeah. So, and he just drove into this gravel pit and made it 6 feet into the gravel pit.
Mm.
Like the rear wheels made it 6 feet and then that was it. Buried.
Is he retarded?
I think
famously,
so.
Famously, yes. No, he's Canadian.
That explains it.
Buddy.
That's your pal, buddy.
That's your buddy, friend.
That's your friend, pal.
I'm not your guy, pal.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Yeah, anyway.
There's George. So, anyway.
Beady little eyes and flapping heads is full of lies.
So then...
Blame Canada.
So then, obviously...
Blame Canada.
This is before the race has even started.
This is before the race has even started. It's awesome. Is in the... In the formation lap.
So he's parked up in the bog, jogging back.
So then, obviously the drivers come round, and then the start is...
What the fuck, Lance?
The start... Yeah.
What the fuck?
The start is then abandoned.
Who the fuck smashed my door?
The start is then abandoned. So, right, okay, now what the fuck do we do? So... They get the heavy machinery in and fucking dig out old Strolly Boy's car.
Well, Lawrence they... has head in hands. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, shareholders.
Then they go to restart the race, but obviously with a formation lap. And Lando Norris starts going. He's obviously given the go-ahead, formation lap starting. He pulls away and the lights are still red.
So, five or six other cars.
So he pulls away.
Well, they all saw him when it went fucking go.
Yeah, he pulls away. Everyone else has gone, oh, well, Norris is gone, so we're off. And then the other half of the cars are going.
But red light's still on.
The lights are still very much red. Do we go? And obviously Verstappen's going, oh, shush.
Smoking a pancake.
Race. False starting procedures. All of the spit through all his the microphone. Saliva. Yeah. And we're all like, fucking hell, what the fuck is going on? So it's just this enormous head fuck as to can what's happening. Out?
Are they all done a load of drugs because they're in Brazil?
Can I just point something out? Race still hasn't started.
No. No, all of this is before the race has even started. Wow. So anyway, eventually they do a formation lap and then they do a flying start, don't they?
I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
Are you sure?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
I think they did a flying start. But anyway. On goes the race. Turn 2, 3, and 4 see at least another 3 cars go fucking pirouetting off every direction.
Sweet.
Etc, etc. Race is going on. Verstappen's already made several places.
Several.
I mean, because half of them aren't there anymore.
Uh-huh.
Easy to think someone who's going backwards.
Yeah.
He's there force feeding saliva into his mic still.
I mean, honestly, the first four laps, I dread to think, I bet there was barely fucking 40 seconds going by without a yellow flag in one of the sectors. Because
in the top left hand corner of the screen, it's like, yellow flag, green flag, yellow flag, yeah. Green flag, yellow flag, green
because
flag.
It's like, just everyone just pirouetting on the fucking track. And
but like I said, Norris fucked up the start and converted his pole position into a second place.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Russell did have a good start.
Yeah.
That can't take that away from him, and he was leading the race. But then this is the bit where I think it's... I know it's easy for me to say, sat on my sofa, but this is where I think it's just bad. It's just a bad call. Right, so the rain starts coming down, really coming down, and they're on inters, aren't they, at this
yeah.
point? So they're on
did
inters.
Did we see full wets at any point in that race? That's what I found so odd.
No, I don't.
Oh, the rain is so bad. Well, inters.
Yes.
Oh, one
we
person
did. Two people did. Mm. And this is what fucked everything as far as those two people are concerned. So obviously it was getting horrendous. Like fucking rivers running down the track.
A river dirt cheese all over the track.
Yeah. All of this lot. But the thing is, this is where I think it's just a bad call.
Italians everywhere.
Yeah, basically. So going along, the rain is getting heavier and heavier and heavier. So Norris and Russell pit.
Hang on, you've missed a bit. We were under virtual safety car at this time.
No.
Yes.
I don't.
Because we were under virtual safety car.
Maybe.
No, we were.
In the middle? I don't know.
Under virtual safety car. They didn't pit. And then they went, oh, fuck it, we will pit. Just as the virtual safety car point stopped. And thus they just tumbled down the grid. That was the big point, was because that's why it was such a bad call.
Oh.
Was because they even needed to not make it, which as it turns out, retrospectively knowing what we know now, was the right decision, or to at least made it earlier than they did.
Mm.
They went all the way through this vertical camera. Someone fucked it into the barriers again.
Stroll.
I don't think any car left.
It was the
heavy machine that was carrying Stroll's car.
Yeah, he turns like, I'll drive it. I'm a four-wheel driver, honest. Gets in the telly handler, kills half a dozen people in the grandstand.
It's only Brazilians. Fuck them.
Wasn't it
fake Portuguese?
Portugal light.
What's he called? He got the black flag. I think it was that point.
Hulks.
The Hulkenberg got the first black flag since 2007.
Good effort.
Because
he
spun it and got sort of wedged.
Well, he got beached.
He got beached.
So the runoff area, it was where Stroll had spun. But
so everyone drove past, but for fuck's sake, oh no, it's not. It's Nico.
Yeah. So
oh, it's not him.
It's the same area, but Nico had come in at the very start of the runoff area.
Yeah.
But it was a really steep bank.
Mm.
And where the tarmac road that Stroll should have driven his car on, that's meant for tarmac, where that starts, it's like a humpback bridge. And the front wheels went up, and then the belly just went... So his back wheels were pretty much in the air.
Like Noah's trying to get out of bath.
Yeah, that. So he couldn't get going. He couldn't get moving again. And the stewards come out.
Bellied out.
The stewards come out and just went, little push. And off he went. But that's intervention then. So because he...
God was like, no worries, Nico.
So because...
We're German today, yeah?
Because he had outside help, he got black flagged.
So I believe... That is what caused the virtual safety car.
Possibly, then.
Something caused it, anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But the long and short of it is that...
Bad call was made.
Norris and Russell stopped to put full wets on, and then...
I don't think they did, either. I thought they went inters, but they pitted for new, fresh tyres.
Right.
Did you watch the race? Did I watch the race?
Yeah.
Bulge, what happened?
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll say it was inters, whatever it was. It doesn't matter.
Tyres.
So... They then come out in
They then come out in
14th and 15th.
Yeah.
And half a lap later, it's red flagged because of the amount of water on the track. So then everyone's allowed to change their tyres under red flag conditions.
Uh-huh.
Verstappen's now like P4 or P5 going into the race being restarted, etc., etc. And then Verstappen is literally running fucking rings around everyone.
Yeah.
And... Norris ends up spinning it again, doesn't he? Well, he manages to finally get past George Russell and leads for about two laps in front of George Russell and then fucking spins it off the track. And
to have, for your reaction purposes only, Lance Stroll fucking off on the formation lap and then doing his bom, 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 wim-a-lim, wim-a-lim, wim-a-lim. So as you can see now,
yes. Oh yeah,
racing on the black stuff and into the gravel.
But that big tarmac bit
that he was already on.
That he was already on goes all the way around the lake-sized gravel pit.
Bark, bark and jock.
What?
I don't know. It goes all the way around the outside and feeds you back on.
Somebody
to the
get
circuit.
That boy some crayons. Make sure they're edible.
And, yeah, so the long and short of it from there is that Verstappen goes on an absolute fucking rampage and just overtakes everything.
Fucks everything up.
Yeah, and he ends up winning the race by, he was 19 and a half seconds.
So?
Clear of Esteban Ocon. So it was an Alpine, 2 and 3.
Right.
So Nico Hülkenberg continuing back into the race under
virtual safety car.
They come in. Green flag, track is clear. They've just come in for inters.
It is new inters.
They come in, but literally, as they entered into the pit lane...
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, these teams know when the virtual safety car is ending.
Mm.
They are told it will be ending in 30 seconds, 20 seconds, all that sort of stuff, I'm assuming. I know they're told that it's going to end. With this knowledge, then pitted, which then put them... Let me get out of the pit. Fifth and sixth. And then Colin Pinto fucks it off into the wall.
Red flag.
Red flag. Track goes live again. Russell, who is now fourth ahead of Russell. No, Norris ahead of Russell. The race restarts behind a safety car. Norris goes, oh, no. And just fucking sails straight on, losing a load of places.
Nice.
And, yeah, Verstappen, as you said, went on to a very... an impressive race.
Oh, fucking incredible.
One of the best.
Considering the conditions.
Yeah.
Like, barely put a tyre on.
If you ever had any doubts that Verstappen was a worthy world champion.
Yeah.
Just watch that race. Watch that race.
Yeah.
And I think, I'll say this and we will wrap up because, oh, I know you want to get going. Christ, it's half night. I don't know what I'm going to say. Yeah, there's a big debate about this whole Norris, Verstappen, Norris. And even Norris himself has said, don't call it a title race, whatever you want to call it. Because I'm not up to it. This isn't going to happen, by the way.
This is not my season.
Mathematically, it might be possible, and I might be doing quite well, but this isn't going to happen. Which I think is incredibly...
surprisingly humble for a Formula 1 driver.
Humble.
Surprisingly. Because normally they have to have that level of self-belief just to get by, really.
This is the problem.
And as you've said before, they're all unbelievably competitive people.
Oh, yeah.
None of them are out there fucking about. They all want to win, but unfortunately, it's not going to happen if you're not in a Red Bull, a McLaren, or a fucking Merc, is it?
Not really. Well, Merc ain't nowhere at the minute.
Well, no, but you know what I mean.
But I'd say as far as title... I don't know what the points deficit is at the minute, but I think it's pretty much off the cards.
Yeah, I would say so.
Aside from some weird shit.
I don't know.
Down.
Did Norris even get points? Did he finish P9? Maybe. And Verstappen got fastest lap.
Whereas Verstappen was first
with fastest lap. So he had 26 points.
Let me just Google these standings at the minute.
How many races are left?
Three. We've just literally spoken about this.
Yeah. Because I thought there was only two. We've got the guitar race as well.
62 points. Between the two of them. So some fuckery's got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you want...
78, including the fastest. Like, there's 78 points up for grabs, and he's 62 or 3 or 4 behind.
Yeah, realistically, the only way now is if Verstappen has a DNF and...
in the next three races.
And... Norris has a P1 with fastest lap
in all three races.
In all three races, yeah.
Norris gets so much hate online, and I can't work.
I honestly don't understand. Understand it. I think he seems like quite a decent guy.
Yeah,
you know,
he's likable.
Like I prefer him over Piastri.
Yeah, Piastri's a dick at me.
Yeah,
he murdered my ancestors. He's an Aussie, isn't he?
Right.
I think he'll be the champion one day, but only once.
Norris. Yeah.
Only once, but I think he will be world champion.
Yeah.
I mean, bearing in mind, he got mocked for signing, and I've said this before, a very, very lengthy McLaren deal.
Yeah.
Now look at him.
Yeah.
You know, we just could end up like David Coulthard and just get close one year and never do anything ever again.
Yeah.
Other than have a massive chin.
Then be...
And have then, a face like a satellite dish.
And then be a Formula One presenter.
Yeah.
I like DC, actually.
I've always liked DC, to be fair.
As a presenter, I like him.
Just generally.
I don't understand why Alex Jones is...
turning the frogs gay!
Different guy.
I can't understand why that woman's still there. Danica Patrick!
Oh, do you know what
The fuck's a kilometer?
Do you know what I dislike? Why the fuck, when it's American races, do we need an American commentator?
Oh. No, I couldn't work that out.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Is it the sport isn't Americanized enough?
Yeah.
That fucking mustache-wielding motherfucker. That's the thing. Bernie Ecclestone was the devil, remember?
Yeah.
What I'd do to have him back.
Yeah.
Just put us on some fucking circuits, man.
Yeah, man.
Something that they can actually overtake on. Fuck Monza. No, Monaco off as well. Fuck that.
I don't know. I'm in part.
The only thing I will say is the one time I've actually really agreed with Lewis Hamilton was after the last Monaco. No, it would have been the 2023 season where literally nothing happened.
Well, the cars are too big now. They used to be tiny little weird things.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually until I stood next to a real Formula One car. I was like,
This is enormous.
I was like, no, a tiny.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
old ones.
The old ones, yeah.
I was like, is this a scale model?
Yeah.
They're over 5 metres long now.
Bag.
And 2 point something Bulge's metres wide. Penis.
That's as long as a Mercedes Sprinter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is.
Christ.
Yeah.
5 metres, 4 metre sprint or 5 metre sprint?
The only thing bed,
that Hamilton said, which I did agree with him, is that he thinks that because of the cars and the tyre compounds and everything in modern Formula One, he thinks that they should have a Monaco tyre that will only last 12 laps.
Yeah.
So that you've got more of the pit stopping stuff.
Yeah.
Because
it's the only way the order changes.
Because like the last race, I think.
It's procession, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It really was. And yeah, that's right. It was the one where Perez got wiped out by Sainz.
Oh, at the start.
At the start. Yeah. So they all changed their tires after four fucking thousandth of a lap that they did, because it got red flagged, obviously.
Yeah.
So they all changed their tyres in the pits, and then it just...
Well, the problem is with Monaco... Meow. Yeah, cats are going crazy. the problem is, with Monaco, is every 5 to 6 years, you get an umdinger of a rat.
Yeah.
And everyone goes, oh, it's got to stay in Monaco. It's just fucking... Then for the next 5 years, we have tedium.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 and all that stuff. I don't know, right? And then...
Pussy's going crazy.
And it's like, oh, we need to get rid of Monaco. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Bulge, say, are you a friend or an enema?
I refuse to enable...
Say, come.
That idiot over there.
Go on, just say, are you a friend...
No.
You say that, and then, John, you finish with, or an enema.
Irrigation.
Bulge?
Colonic.
Say it. We're not going to these, is it?
Well, cool. See you later.
Bulge,
I'm busting for a piss.
Oh, hey, Bulge, just say, are you a friend?
El jefe.
El jefe. Say, are you a friend?
No.
Go on.
Yep.
Please?
No.
I'll give you a fiver.
Tenner.
No.
Okay, fuck you then.
Let's haggle upwards.
Turn it off then.
No.
Bye.
John, say bye.
Bye.
Louder.
Bye.
Same volume.
Doesn't understand the concept of volume.
Say, are you a friend or an enema?
Hear it.
Say, are you a friend or an enema?
No.
Just say enema, though.
No.
Why?
I'm not enabling mental illness.
Just say enema.
The level of retardation coming from that end of the room is just ridiculous.
End of the what?
End of the room? The room?
Irredeemer. Say enema now. Shirt.
No.
Go on.
Nope.
Please?
Nope.
Just say enna, and I'll say ma. Ready?
Nope.
If I say enna, you say ma. Enna?